when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we got big dreams, and we want to help you make them true here in the Genius Lab. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. This is the last week of April. This is our last mineral in the year of mineral of the of the year mineral. That's a lot of mineral. As I've said many times throughout these last 5 weeks, you know, mineral is the element that it's represented by the number 4 and 9. It is about connecting to your life's purpose, realizing your greatness, and creating your desired story. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is creating your desired story. Last week we talked about connecting to your life's purpose. In the two previous weeks, we talked about realizing your greatness. And it kind of, you know, by now, if you've done the work, you probably know a lot more about yourself than you did at the beginning of the month. This can be an epic, epic shift. And I wish that for you. And I hope that you're coming into alignment with what you want to create. And you've got a bunch of tools now. You've got the connectivity to your purpose. You know how to realize your greatness. Now we're going to show you how to put all that together and create the story that you desire. So, it's, you know, so much about yourself now that this is really the easy part, because this is just putting down, you know, what do you want to do with all the stuff that you just learned about yourself? You know how amazing you are. You know that you have a particular type of greatness. You know that you have these skills and abilities. You know that you're connected to a certain purpose. You have core values and core beliefs that you're going to utilize to change the world and to impact the world in a beautiful way. And now, what does that look like? And this is the fun part. What I recommend is that you literally write out the story. And I will guarantee you, like 99% of the people that I work with don't actually do this. But if you really want to make an impact, if you really want to have something shift, and I have been blown away when I have taken the time, the years, I've been doing this for years, and the years when I sit down and actually write out the story, at the end of the year, I'm blown away at how so much of what I predicted actually happened. And I do these with the, December and January, I do these cowrie shell readings where we do an annual projection and we do it quarter by quarter of the next year. And people, I get calls all the time towards the end of the year. I got to do another one of those readings because there's so much of it came true. What we're doing is we're reading the energy and then creating a story. And when we know our gifts and talents, and we know what's important to us, and we know that we want to have an impact on the world, then we just start putting those things together. And what does it look like? For me, most of that is around music. It's around post-traumatic stress. A lot of my coaching work is based on my core values and core beliefs that people can change, that people can be successful, that people can absolutely change from a hopeless, desperate situation into one of great abundance and happiness. So with those core values and core beliefs, I then use my skills as a coach, and skills as a musician, and skills as a shamanic practitioner and diviner, to give people the information and the tools that they need to make it happen, to help create the new story. So let's look at how that's most effectively done. In what I have found is to write a whole year's story is next to impossible. I created this model and it's really, really hard for me to go a whole year. However, when I do, it's always worth it. But in the meantime, try going for just 3 months. Go quarter by quarter. January, February, March is your first story. What happens in those 3 months? It's good to have your end goal, your desired outcome established of what it's going to look like at the end of the year. But what's going to happen in the first 3 months to move you in that direction? And then the second 3 months, April, May, June, what then, you know, so on and so forth. write your story 3 months at a time. And it doesn't matter when you start. You don't have to wait till January to start. Start now. It's first part of April or first part of May coming up. Start that. You know, you got the whole second half of the year to make cool things happen. Or you can use your 1 year cycle from May to May. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to go by the calendar of the culture. It's no problem. Anyway, so write 3 months. In the next 3 months, what's going to happen? And write it in first person or third person, okay? Like, I'm watching Toby and he's blah, 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 whatever it is, you know, doing social media posts for his cowrie shell readings, and people are getting blessed by what they hear, and they're signing up, you know, whatever the story is that you want. And then meeting the right people, having the right situations flow into your life. Well, and then while you write your story, you want to look at how are you showing up that is not helpful? You know, what needs to go to make room for the new story? And then how are you going to do it? Are these people that you need to cut off relationships with? Are these habits that are preventing you? I deal with people with all very successful people with just horrific habits that, like, you do what? You watch 5 hours of TV every night and drink a fifth of vodka? Dude, how do you survive? But it's not uncommon that people have of very high success have these really weird habits that contradict who they show up as. And a lot of them say, you know, I don't feel worthy to receive all the success that I've had. And so I really feel weird about it. And I guess I medicate around it. And so look at what needs to go, and then how are you going to do it? What I always recommend is ritual. You know, if you've got a habit, let's say smoking, you know, do a ritual around letting that go. And then of course the big question is, once you let something go, how are you going to let it go? And then what are you going to replace it with? Because you can't leave a vacuum. This is where a lot of people, I've worked a lot in the recovery community, where they'll stop doing coke, or they'll stop doing drugs, or they'll stop doing alcohol, and then they don't replace it with anything, and in no time at all they're back at it. Okay, but because you can't leave a vacuum. So what I would recommend is when you let go of something, or you identify something that needs to be let go, what are you going to replace it with? When I was going through a particular time of, I had a little cocaine issue way, way back in the late 80s. And man, I loved that stuff. It was hard to give up. But what I did, I would always go out drinking at about 5 o'clock after work. I'd meet all my buddies down at the bar, Tequila Willie's, and we would have a bunch of drinks and then start snorting coke. And so what I did was I went to a recovery meeting every day at 5 o'clock. So from 5 to 6, when we got things rolling in the bar, that was when I was in the meetings. And then I would go home and work out. I was a big runner back then. So I would go, you know, run 5-7 miles. And so that would take up the rest of my potentially challenging energy. And then I was, you know, it was late enough and I was exhausted enough to engage in reading or doing something that moved me towards my desired outcome. So sorry about that. I kind of rambled a little bit, but I think it's important to realize that you can't just let go of something and leave it blank. You got to fill it in. So fill it in with something, and it can be simple. It can be taking a cooking class. It can be exercising. I love exercising is a big thing for me, just because I love to do it too, and it's good for me. And so I put that in place of where, like, you know, instead of having a drink, I do 100 push-ups and a 30-minute HIIT workout, high-intensity workout. And it's way better for me, and I feel better in the morning, and so on and so forth. So what needs to go? How are you going to what are you going to replace it with? What do you need more of? Now, this could be support. This could be love. This could be encouragement. This could be positive emotions. whatever it is, it could be more time, how you're going to organize your time. So what do you need more of? And then how are you going to manifest the resources to provide that? You know, maybe you need business partners to get some more cash influx in your business or whatever. You know, it doesn't really matter. It just really, it's important to identify these things so that you can move forward. So, what's holding you back from the success that you desire or the creation that you desire? And as you're building your story, you can build into these things. Well, I've been held back because I haven't had much confidence in da 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 da. So I'm gonna coach with Toby, and that'll help me overcome my fear and help me to feel worthy and help me to realize my greatness and so on so forth. And then replace that with something. Right? So this is holding me back. So this is what I'm going to replace it with that doesn't hold me back, but that propels me forward with confidence into, or even not in confidence. I just know that it's going to work and I'm scared shitless, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the easy thing to do. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is the thing that's most effective. Not always, but sometimes. The other thing to remember while you're writing your story is that the story changes. So I would review the quarterly story every week. Read through it. You don't have to sit down and read every word, you know, and really get into it and take a lot of time, because people are like, shit, I don't have that kind of time to read this thing every week. Well, just glance through it every week, or do a bullet point version of it, or a short paragraph version of it, so that you can remind yourself of what you're doing. Because sometimes we get rolling on things, and then life distracts us. And then, you know, it's 6 months down the road and you're like, crap, I haven't even read my story once. But read it once a week, set a specific time, put it on your calendar, schedule it in. And that's another thing. If you want to make this story work, schedule. If you don't put it down on a piece of paper, it stays in the imaginary realm, or on your computer, of course. But I find I'm a paper guy, simply because it gives me a physical thing to hang on to that I can take with me anywhere and remind myself of what's going on. So the way that my teacher Maladoma used to say is, he said, when you write something down on a piece of paper, it takes it from the imaginal energetic realm and it brings it into this 3D reality, and it makes it solid here. And so it's the first step of creation. Writing something down brings it from the imaginal visionary world to the physical world that we live in currently. And, review it once a week, change it as it needs to be changed, because as you grow and as you manifest, your core values and your core beliefs may shift a little bit, and that would require a shift in the story so that you stay congruent. Go out there, create a new story, write it a quarter at a time, review it weekly, have fun, enjoy, see it creating your best and most amazing self. And keep looking up.